Jesus said to the chief priests and elders of the people, "Listen to another parable. There was a man, a landowner, who planted a vineyard. He fenced it round, dug a wine press in it, and built a tower. Then he leased it to tenants and went abroad. When vintage time drew near, he sent his servants to the tenants to collect his produce. But the tenants seized his servants, thrashed one, killed another, and stoned the third. Next he sent some more servants, this time a larger number, and they dealt with them in the same way. Finally, he sent his son to them. 'They will respect my son,' he said. But when the tenants saw the son, they said to each other, 'This is the heir. Come on, let us kill him and take over his inheritance.' And so they seized him and threw him out of the vineyard and killed him. Now when the owner of the vineyard comes, what will he do to those tenants?" They answered, "He will bring those wretches to a wretched end and lease the vineyard to other tenants who will deliver the produce to him when the season arrives." Jesus said to them, "Have you never read in the scriptures, 'It was the stone rejected by the builders that became the keystone. This was the Lord's doing, and it is wonderful to see.' I tell you then, that the kingdom of God will be taken from you and given to a people who will produce its fruit." When they heard his parables, the chief priests and the scribes realized that he was speaking about them. But though they would have liked to arrest him, they were afraid of the crowds who looked on him as a prophet. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
When you read the story of Joseph and his brothers in the book of Genesis, it's like reading a novel. There is nothing in this account of the constant intervention of God. It's a story which is between human beings, and it reads in a very modern way. And yet in the heart of it is this extraordinary image of Joseph being sold. He's wearing a coat of long sleeves to indicate that his father loves him so much that he won't let him do any work. Can't wear a coat with long sleeves unless you're a kind of nobleman living in idleness. Because if you've got sheep to look after and hard agricultural work to do in a nomadic kind of way, you need to have your sleeves rolled up. But there's something contemplative about Joseph. And he's one of the two who belong to the old age of his father. Remember how Jacob was married to two women, and he worked 7 years for Leah, 7 years for Rachel. Rachel was the one he really loved and really wanted to marry. And Rachel bore him two children, Joseph and Benjamin, and so they were especially dear to Israel. And no doubt the sons of Leah resented it very much. Jesus is depicted to us in John's Gospel as the Son of the Father. And in those radiant moments of baptism and transfiguration, he acknowledges him as such in the first three Gospels. "This is my Son, the Beloved, in whom is all my delight." And this claim of an intimate and quite privileged closeness to God, blasphemous, but provoking a great anger. And so their dislike and mistrust of him was easily lit into hatred, and the work of hatred, violence. And so Joseph is there in the original story of the patriarchs, almost typifying Jesus. And the stone rejected by the builders, when their prosperity has gone, when God, in the words of the psalm, breaks the staff that supported them, and they have to come as suppliants to Pharaoh, because they know that Pharaoh's minister has stacked up the granaries of Egypt against famine. And this minister is none other than the brother they sold and wanted to kill. So the pattern is set of God choosing the rejected one to gather in advance the reserves which will save the lives of those who rejected them, their brother. We have other moments in the Lenten liturgy where the Old Testament will almost seem to be writing the Gospel in advance. This is certainly one of them. In the Gospel of today, we find Jesus telling a very old story of Israel as a vineyard. Everybody knows that Israel is the vineyard of God. It's in Isaiah, it's in several places in the Old Testament. And the vineyard that won't produce good fruit is an old place of proverbs. And Jesus points it very clearly at his own contemporaries and asks them to get off the fence and to become what they should be and to pay their offering to God with whole hearts. In the writing of it, surely the forthcoming destruction of Jerusalem had become reality. And so the wretches brought to a wretched end. And Luke even says, he will send his soldiers.